Section 5, Organizing for Evangelistic Meetings.
Methods and Organization. Subheading, A Great Work by Simple Means. The striking feature of divine operations is the accomplishment of the greatest work that can be done in our world by very simple means. It is God's plan that every part of his government shall depend on every other part. The whole is a wheel within a wheel, working with entire harmony. He moves upon human forces, causing his spirit to touch invisible chords, and the vibration rings to the extremity of the universe. Manuscript 22, 1897. Subheading, Success, the Result of Order and Harmonious Action. God is a God of order. Everything connected with heaven is in perfect order. Subjection and thorough discipline mark the movements of the angelic host. Success can only attend order and harmonious action. God requires order and system in his work now no less than in the days of Israel. All who are working for him ought to labor intelligently, not in a careless, haphazard manner. He would have his work done with faith and exactness that he may place the seal of his approval upon it. Patriarchs and Prophets, page 376, 1890. Subheading, Following an Organized Plan. Footnote, the necessity and advantages of thorough organization are here set forth in several statements, some of which were directed to institutional managers. These principles, however, applying to all lines of work, justify their inclusion here. Compilers, end of footnote. It is essential to labor with order, following an organized plan and a definite object. No one can properly instruct another unless he sees to it that the work to be done shall be taken hold of systematically and in order, so that it may be done at the proper time. Well-defined plans should be freely presented to all whom they may concern, and it should be ascertained that they are understood. Then require of all those who are at the head of the various departments to cooperate in the execution of these plans. If this sure and radical method is properly adopted and followed up with interest and goodwill, it will avoid much work being done without any definite object, much useless friction. Manuscript 24, 1887. Subheading, Well-Understood Plans. The work you are engaged in cannot be done except by forces which are the result of well-understood plans. Letter 14, 1887. Subheading, Forethought, Order, and Prayer. It is a sin to be heedless, purposeless, and indifferent in any work in which we may engage, but especially in the work of God. Every enterprise connected with this cause should be carried forward with order, forethought, and earnest prayer. Review and Herald, March 18, 1884. Subheading, Thoroughness and Promptness. It will be easy to make great blunders if the business is not looked after with clear and sharp attention. Although the novice or apprentice may be energetic, if there is not in the various departments someone to oversee, someone who is properly qualified for his work, there will be failure in many respects. As the work grows, it will become impossible even occasionally to postpone jobs from one day to another. What is not done in due time, be it sacred or in secular matters, runs a great risk of not being done at all. In any case, such work can never be done so well as at the proper time. Manuscript 24, 1887. Subheading, Each in His Proper Sphere. To every man, God has appointed his work according to his capacities and capabilities. Wise planning is needed to place each one in his proper sphere in the work, in order that he may obtain an experience which will fit him to bear increased responsibility. Letter 45, 1889. Subheading, Work Like Disciplined Army. Let us remember that we are laborers together with God. We are not wise enough to work by ourselves. God has made us his stewards, to prove us and to try us, even as he proved and tried ancient Israel. He will not have his army composed of undisciplined, unsanctified, erratic soldiers who would misrepresent his order and purity. Review and Herald, October 8, 1901. Subheading, Genius to Plan and Work. Genius is wanted, ability to devise and plan and work harmoniously. We want those who will labor not merely to benefit themselves, receiving all they can get for their work, but who will labor with an eye single to the glory of God for the rapid carrying forward of the work in various lines. This is a precious opportunity to reveal their devotion to the Lord's work and their capability for it. To every man is given his work, not for the purpose of glorifying himself, but for the glory of God. Manuscript 25, 1895. Subheading, Wise Planning Saves Overwork. I must urge that the workers shall have their work so planned that they will not become wearied by overwork. Letter 17, 1902.